وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه. أما بعد، إن شاء الله we continue the class we taken from the منظومة الرائية في السنة للإمام أبي القاسم سعد بن علي بن محمد بن حسين الزنجاني رحمه الله، المتوفى سنة 71 و400. Last lesson we had, we went over 5 lines from the poem. It was قوله رحمه الله: تدبر كلام الله واعتمد الخبر ودع عنك رأيا لا يلائمه أثر ونهج الهدى فالزمه واقتدي بالأولى هم شهدوا التنزيل علك تنجبر وكن موقنا أنا وكل مكلف أمرنا بقفو الحق والأخذ بالحذر وحكم فيما بيننا قول مالك قديم حليم عالم الغيب مقتدر سميع بصير واحد متكلم مريد لما يجري على الخلق من قدر. Before we start a new lesson, is there anyone who memorized these 5 lines from the Manzuma, or at least he tell us some of the benefits we had, inshallah ta'ala, last night? نعم، بارك الله فيك، أهلا.
تدبر كلام الله واعتمد الخبر. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: تدبر كلام الله واعتمد الخبر ودع عنك رأيا لا يلائمه أثر ونهج الهدى فالزمه واقتدي بالأولى هم شهدوا التنزيل علك تنجبر وكن موقنا أنا وكل مكلف أمرنا بقفو الحق والأخذ بالحذر وحكم فيما بيننا قول مالك قديم حليم عالم الغيب مقتدر سميع بصير واحد متكلم مريد على الخلق
مريد
لما يجري على الخلق من قدر.
أحسنت، بارك الله فيك. Someone else who memorized the abiyat, or at least give us some benefits from the last lesson, especially من الأصول القواعد. نعم، أبا وائل. أحسنت. Yes, from the أصول. From the principles the Sheikh mentioned, Abu al-Qasir rahimahullah, the reliance on the speech of Allah, the Quran, and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And khabar in the poem means Sunnah. Yes, another benefit. Naam, another benefit we had from the last line. Naam, Ibrahim. نعم، أحسنت، بارك الله فيك. Leave off any opinion which goes against the Sunnah. Leave off any opinion which goes against the Sunnah. The religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based on الاستجابة, obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal and to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فإن لم يستجيبوا لك فاعلم أنما يتبعون أهواءهم. So the person, he either answer to Allah and his messenger, or he answer to his desire, to his opinion, to his thoughts. So to leave off any opinion which contradicts to the wahy, to the revelation, which is the Quran and the Sunnah. أحسنت. Another benefit. نعم. أحسنت. The best way to ponder on the Quran and to understanding well is to study the Arabic language, for the Quran is Arabic. For Quran is in Arabic. Yes, أحسنت. نعم عبد الحكيم. أحسنت. بارك الله فيك. To hold fast to the way of the companion of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, because they witnessed and they were present when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the revelation. So they saw the Prophet ﷺ practicing. They knew the language of the Prophet ﷺ better, the culture of the Prophet ﷺ, his expressions, and all that. So to hold fast to their way. This was called manhaju as-salaf, and to leave off the newly invented methodologies. Na'am. Last benefit, na'am. Before the last. أحسنت بارك الله فيك. The revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is two things, not just the one. The first is the speech of Allah, Al-Quran. And the second is the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's also wahi. That's also revelation. So if someone says to you, so-and-so is not allowed, or so-and-so is allowed in Islam, and the proof it is here, the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Prophet said so and so, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam did so and so, he allowed this so and so to be done, he mentioned this as a proof, you don't say no, that's not sufficient. You have to bring a verse from Quran. If you have that understanding, you are upon dalala, upon misguidance, because the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is proof as the Quran is a proof. Ahsant. Naam. أحسن تبارك الله فيك. The one who is mature and sane, who is mukallaf, he must be upon certainty when it comes to his religion. نعم, be upon certainty, not about doubt. Don't be in a state of doubtful. Rather, you have to have yaqeen, certainty in the religious affairs. If you are mukallaf, if you are mukallaf, he is the one who reached the age of puberty, and also saying, وَكُنَّا وَكُنْ مُوقِنًا أَنَّا وَكُلَّ مُكَلَّفٍ أُمِرْنَا بِقَفْوِ الْحَقِّ وَالْأَخْذِ بِالْحَذَرِ. So every mukallaf, every mature person, sane person is commanded to follow the truth and to avoid the opposite, to avoid the falsehood. And that is not going to happen without yaqeen, without certainty, without knowledge, without knowledge. Even the scholar, he didn't say knowledge. He didn't say وَكُنْ عَالِمًا. He didn't say be a knowledgeable person. He said مُوقِنًا. Be upon certainty. Somebody who has certainty. Because the knowledge, as the people of knowledge said, having knowledge for something, it also levels. It's not one rank. One is ilm, and then is ilmu al-yaqeen, and then is ماذا عَيْنُ al-yaqeen, and then is حَقُّ al-yaqeen. One is knowledge. You have ilm, you have knowledge. Lower than that is you have ماذا علم اليقين. Your knowledge reached to be certain. You are upon certain. Because the knowledge is not one level. Knowledge increases, decreases. Some of the people have deep knowledge, well-grounded knowledge than the other. Even though both they have a knowledge. Yes, just like someone, for instance, someone tells us now, one person enters to us to the message, he say, so-and-so is outside. This person is trustworthy, is trusted person. We trust that that person is outside. And we have the knowledge. Somebody is outside. So-and-so Zaid is outside the message. Because Ali told us that. We have knowledge. We are not ignorant that Ali is outside the message. We know that. But how about if another 50 brothers, all trusted, tell us the same thing, each one saying, Ali is outside, Zayd is outside, Zayd is outside, Zayd is outside. Are we going to have the same knowledge with regard to Ali being out, Zayd being outside, when one person tell us and 150 people tell us? No. One is stronger than the other. Therefore, the first time, in the first case, If another one comes and he says, no, 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 he mistake. Ali, when he says Zayd was outside, he mistake. It was Amr. Now we may shake. But think about, after those 50, each one tell, he saw Zayd was outside. Someone come to him, he say, no, it wasn't Zayd, it was Amr. Will we shake in that? No. Because these 50 are more stronger than one individual. The point is the ilm, the knowledge, it increases. There is deep knowledge, well-grounded knowledge, established knowledge, and it's a knowledge. And then the yaqeen, the certainty itself, is three levels. One is what you have been informed, it has been relayed to you, and you are in a state of certainty. Like we give the example. And certain situations, second level of yaqeen is what you see you yourself. Which one is strong? Someone what he tell you and you see it, and 10 people tell you. Which one is strong? The one you see. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Laysa al-khabaru kal-mu'ayana," authentic hadith. What you are informed is not like what you see. Now you see with your own eye, you have more knowledge, more certainty. And more than that is mada haqqul yaqeen. Not only you see, you touch it, you feel it. You see that? Somebody tell you there is what's called a banana or watermelon. You trust it. There watermelon, there somewhere in Yemen, for instance. Think about if you see the watermelon itself, you have more yaqeen. How about if you eat it? More yaqeen. So the ilm, the sheikh here, he said, وَكُنْ مُوقِنًا. Be a person of certainty. If you are mukallaf, and by that you follow the truth and you avoid the opposite to the truth. Now, we move, inshallah, to the new lesson. Poem number 6. قال المؤلف قال الناظم رحمه الله وقول رسول قد تحقق صدقه بما جاءه من معجز قاهر ظهر فقيل لنا ردوا إلى الله أمركم فقيل لنا ردوا إلى الله أمركم أمركم عندكم كم بضم الميم بالسكون عندي بالفتحة عندك فتحة الظاهر أن الفتحة ماذا خطأ يعني ده فتحة شلبيرون ضمة ممكن سكون فقيل لنا ردوا إلى الله أمركم أمركم مثل ما قال في السابق ماذا قال في السابق هم شهدوا التنزيل هم شهدوا المهم فقيل لنا ردوا إلى الله أمركم إذا ما تنازعتم لتنجوا من الغرر أو اتبعوا ما سن فيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فطاعته ترضي الذي أنزل الزبر فمن خالف الوحي المبين بعقله فذاك امرؤ قد خاب حقا وقد خسر وفي ترك أمر المصطفى فتنة فذر خلاف الذي قد قاله واتلو واعتبر The مؤلف رحمه الله The ناظم The poem رحمه الله تعالى He said وقول رسولنا قد تحقق صدقه أي وحكم فيما بيننا قول رسولنا So what is judged between us is قول رسولنا is the statement and the speech of our messenger وقول رسول the statement of a messenger what we are what we have as a judge between us and we should go by it we should abide to it is قول رسول is a statement of a messenger what's the description of this messenger قد تحقق صدقه يعني his truthfulness is verified his truthfulness is verified is firm is established That messenger is a truthful. With what? The Mu'allif said, بِمَا جَاءَهُ With what he came, مِنْ مُعْجِزٍ of a miracle, قَاهِرٍ irresistible, ظَهَر manifest. Is it irresistible and manifest مُعْجِزَ, miracles. Which he come with, is what established that he, the messenger, is a truthful. Therefore, his statement is a judge between us. So the Mu'allif, the Nadim, in this poem, he mentioned that the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is truthful. He is truthful in his statement, in his speech, in his word. With what? With what he come of? Mu'jiz. Mu'jiz is a miracle, supernatural. What he come of? I'jaz. That the rest are unable, the rest are not able to come with. Even though the ulama, they say the word mu'jiz is used by later scholars. Otherwise, in the Quran and Sunnah, instead of the word mu'jiz, miracle, you'll find mada ayatun or burhan. You'll find ayah, evidence, or burhan, proof. قُلْ فَأْتُوا مَاذَا فَأْتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. نعم قُلْ هَاتُوا. أحسنت جزاك الله خيرا. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Say, oh, the message of Allah to them, هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Bring your proof. If you are telling the truth, not bring your miracle, bring your proof. But later scholars, they use the word mu'jiz and miracle. They mean the same thing, but it's more appropriate, more suitable to use the word of the Quran and the word of the Sunnah of the Messenger, which is ayatun aw burhan, a proof, an evidence, a sign. So the Sheikh said, because of the proof, because of the evidence that the Messenger come with, this evidence is qahir, is irresistible. Nobody can confront it. Nobody can deny it, because it's very clear, it's zahir, is manifest, is very apparent. Because of that miracle, because of that evidence, because of that proof that the messenger come with, his statement is hukima fima, is judged between us because of his truthfulness. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a truthful, and the person who knows him alayhi salam can know that in many ways. From that, the people of knowledge said, the one who knows the lifestyle and the way of life and the character and the behavior and the manner of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam must know he is truthful. From the people, there are some individuals, you know them, they must be telling the truth, because that's how you know them. They never lie. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the prophet, among his people, he was known Muhammadul Amin, trustworthy Muhammad. He was known to be truthful. He was known to be truthful even before the prophethood. Some people, they don't lie. To be thrown to the sky, they prefer to be thrown to the sky instead of lying. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a truthful person even before Islam. Therefore, you remember when Angel Jibreel came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Angel Jibreel, he commanded the Prophet sallam to recite, to read, and he said he doesn't read, read, he doesn't read, read, he doesn't read. Then he taught him the first five chapters of Surah Al-Alaq, Iqra, and he sallallahu alaihi feared for his life, as in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. Jazakallahu khair. And he went to his wife Khadija radiallahu anha, and he told her to cover him because he feared for his life. He said, "Kalla wallah." She said, "Kalla wallah. Lan yukhziyaka Allahu abadan. Innaka la tasilu rahim wa tasduqu al hadith." She mentioned six things, six characteristics the Prophet sallam had. One of it is, she said, "Innaka tasduqu al hadith." What does that mean? Yes, you tell the truth in your speech. You tell the truth. You don't lie. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was known that. So anyone who knows his lifestyle, his character, his manner, he knows he's truthful. That's one way. The other way is by looking at what he called people to. By looking at what he says, what he tells people, the information he gives to them. What he invite them to do, what he forbade them to leave. When you when you look that, you know he's truthful. You know he's truthful. Somebody tells you something, you know it is truth. That's a proof that he's telling you the truth. You don't need another proof. If somebody tells you your father is Zayd, and your father is Zayd, is he telling the truth or he's lying? He's telling the truth because you know what he said is truth. So by looking at what Prophet ﷺ said, what he called people to, what he taught, the information he gave to them, by looking at that, you know he's truthful. More than that, and bigger than that, the biggest evidence and proof, and if you want to call him mu'jiza, miracle, ever given to any human, is the miracle of the Quran. Is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the speech, the Quran of Allah Azza wa Jal. How many years passed? 1,400 and more. There are verses in the Quran, Allah called all human, even including the jinn. Allah called both human and the jinn to come up with the like of the Quran. One chapter of the Quran, one verse of the Quran, 10 verses of the Quran, a book like the Quran. 1,400 years and more passed. We don't have any book. Nobody challenged that. No the Arab Christians, no the Arab pagans, no other umam, other nations. Nobody. Why did they do that? They can't. Because the Quran is the word of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's the speech of Allah. In the Quran, there are ulum, there are knowledge. Only a prophet can know that. Only someone who get the knowledge from Allah Azza wa Jal can. Mada can know that. Nobody else. Nobody can guess it. In different field. SubhanAllah, today what they say? They say this sky, this universe is expanding. They say this is a reality. The scientists, they don't argue with that. Tayyib. But you find that Allah mentioned in Quran. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. Allah, he mentioned that he enlarged, he built the sky with power and that he make it, he is subhanahu wa ta'ala making it mada bigger. It's a continuous, he making it bigger. Allah didn't say he make the earth bigger. It's about the sky. Allah said we build it, be aiding with power. Wa inna la musi'un, and we are making it what? Bigger, we making it larger. How could he know, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this reality? 1,400 years ago. He never studied science. Is this understandable? Likewise, that Allah mentioned subhanahu wa ta'ala that one time the earth and the sky were one. وَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَّقْنَاهُمَا. Yes, as some of the ulama mentioned, they said that's what it means. One time the sky and the earth were one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala split it. Today, what they tell you, a big bang, a big explosion happened, and they say. Al-Muhim, the point is many knowledge that only the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ could know it. Only someone who received message from Allah Azza wa Jal. I always mention this man called Keith Moore. He's a Canadian doctor, scientist known. He say, Muhammad ﷺ, he mean the Prophet ﷺ, he must be a prophet of God. They say, how you come to know? He said, because what he mentioned about the human embryology and how the baby grow up and the stages, he said, was never known to any human before 25 years. How could he know it could be known that in detail? At that time, it's not God who told him this information. They ask, are you Muslim? He said, oh, no, he's a Christian. His father used to be Christian. He remained on that, something like that. The point is, he confessed Prophet Muhammad ﷺ must be a prophet of God. Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, this man doesn't speak Arabic. He is not Arab. He is not a Muslim. He is educated. He's talking about his own field. He specialized. They say he has the best book in that. The best book in the human embryology. Authored by one individual. It is for Keith Moore. You can go to YouTube. You see his video. SubhanAllah, this reminded me. What the Prophet's uncle Abu Talib said in a poem that Messenger Muhammad, he's saying the truth. But acceptance is another thing. So many, many Quran, the eloquence of the Quran, the sweetness of the Quran, the knowledge in the Quran, in the past, in the future, what Allah mentioned with regard to the previous nations, Prophet Musa in detail, Prophet Isa in detail. The Christians and Jewish cannot deny any of this. They can't. In the Quran, more detail. It was just a minute last night. One of the brothers, he said, the first time the surah he recited from Quran was surah to Yusuf, Joseph, Yusuf. And when he compared it to the Bible, he said, this is the truth. This is the truth. He was not Muslim at the time. He said, this is the truth. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin. Allah guide him to the Islam. We ask Allah to keep us upon it. So the point is, it's not one thing, it's not two things. Let alone the language of the Quran itself, which is a miracle. The way Quran written, no Arabic language is written. Arabs, they had a poem and they have another. Quran come with a different style, different way. Just take one example. In the Quran, you find some ayat, rather a chapter, whole chapter, ending with one single letter. Ending with the letter, one single letter, whole chapter from beginning to the end, many verses. This is usually the system of what? Of the poem, like the one we have, this book. He ended with the letter Ra. Letter Ra is Ozan. It goes to scale. The letter, the author must make sure every line must end with a specific letter. The author, the poem, the Sha'ir, in order to do that, he must knowingly make some mistakes. He must knowingly make some mistakes. He must bring a word which shouldn't be there. He must add something which is not there. He must mistake. The Arabs call daruratun shi'riya, is the necessity of the poem. It's the necessity of the poem. You say, I'm making nothing and I'm correcting, it's impossible. Is this understandable? Quran goes to the same style, last letter, and no one single mistake. No grammar, no meaning, no addition, nothing, even one letter. How can that be? Thousands of verses. And all that is from who? Someone who, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was illiterate. He was not used to read, used to write even his own name. How can that happen? Somebody doesn't write, doesn't read, have a knowledge that no human has it. All human together, they don't have the knowledge he has, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No. So that is mu'jiz, with many other miracles. The water flowing from his finger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You remember the day of Hudaybiyah, Sahaba were 1,500. No water, nothing to make wudu with. An authentic hadith. Prophet said they brought utensil, there is water. He put his finger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in it. And then the water started coming, flowing from his finger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba was asking, how many were you? How many were you? He said, if we would have been 100,000, it would have sufficed us. As for the milk, the same thing. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he was very hungry. A small amount of milk was brought to the Prophet ﷺ. Prophet ﷺ said, call the people who are in Sufa, the poor Sahaba in the masjid. Abu Hurairah said, he wished he would be the first one who drink it. And then Prophet ﷺ tell him, start with the right one. Give him, everyone drinking. Abu Hurairah each time wishing to be the next person. But Prophet is telling him to that one. Until Prophet asked Abu Hurairah, who left? He said, oh, the Messenger of Allah, me and you. He said, you drink it. He drink it. He said, I'll continue. Until he said, oh, the Messenger, I don't have space for it. Miracle is a milk. The water. Prophet, the rock, the stone saying salam to him, alayhi salatu wasalam. The camel, she camel, crying to the Prophet, complaining about someone. The member, Prophet, he used to stood up, the member, the which was wood, crying. And people, they hear him, just like a baby cry. and many other things. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The meat with the poison given by the Jewish woman. Prophet sallam, when he take it, he tests it. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Talk to him. And many other miracles. It's not one. It's not two. It's not three. So in different ways. So the Sheikh, he say, mu'jiz is an ayah, is a sign. Qahir is irresistible. It can't be resisted. It can't be denied. There is a book about mu'jizat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in many angles. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let alone the information. The people, he telling them what they plan. What they were planning. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the akhlaq, with the manner, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with many things. Then, so the Sheikh said, so the judge, also after the speech of Allah, which is judge between us, is the statement of a messenger who his truthfulness is verified with what he come of miracles, which is qahir, irresistible. Now can't be denied. Zahar is a manifest, it's a clear. Then he said, فَقِيلَ لَنَا It was said to us, رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ أَمْرَكُمْ Return your affairs to Allah. Refer your affairs to Allah. Your imars, refer it to Allah. Return it to Allah. Return your imars to Allah. إِذَا مَا تَنَازَعْتُمْ If you disagree, means in anything, return it to Allah Azza wa Jal. لتنجو to be safe من الغرر أي من الخطر والهلكة to be safe from destruction. Yes, Allah said in Quran فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول if you differ in anything return back to Allah and to the messenger not to my school of thought not to my community not to my sheikh what he says is the haq always Not any of that. When it comes to the religious affairs, anything you differ, Allah said, فَرُدُّوهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ Return it to Allah. The ulama like Imam Nawawi rahimahullah said, means to Allah, means to the Quran, to the speech of Allah. Allah said, وَالرَّسُول and to the messenger. وَالرَّسُول to the messenger means the sunnah of the messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then the Shaykh said, rahimahullah, أو اتبعوا ما سن فيه محمد فطاعته ترضي الذي أنزل الزبر أو اتبعوا We were saying whatever you differ return it to Allah or return it to the follow what the Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم legislated what he established صلى الله عليه وسلم as a way Why? فطاعته because the obedience of the messenger ترضي it pleases and it makes happy it pleases الذي أنزل the one who sent down الزبر the books the revelation so Allah who sent down the books what pleases Allah عز وجل is following what messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم legislated what he established what he called people to his way So here you have two things to return to any issue where the Muslims they differ, the people they differ, which is to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal and to the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Muallif said, فَمَنْ خَالَفَ الْوَحْيَ الْمُبِينَ بِعَقْلِهِ فَلَا كَمْرُؤٌ قَدْ خَابَ حَقًّا وَقَدْ خَسِرْ فَمَنْ خَالَفَ Therefore, whoever differed, الوحي المبين the clear revelation the clear revelation whoever oppose whoever differ the clear revelation بعقله with his opinion with his intellect with his opinion فذاك امرؤ that's a person قد خابه indeed lost حقا truthfully that person he خاب وقد خسر this is a completion it has the same meaning of خاب He complete وقد خسر in order to complete the poem with the letter ra. Otherwise, خاب and خسر is the same thing. خاب disgrace and خسر lost. So the Mu'allif here, رحمه الله, he says Whoever delivered the revelation, the clear, the wahi, which is mubin, which is clear, which also clarifies the issues, bi'aqli, with his intellect. And this is the way of some Ahl al-Bid'ah. Like the Asha'ira, they have usul. Their usul is when there is their aql, their intellect says something, shows them something, and Quran Sunnah, to make the Quran and Sunnah go with their aql, with their intellect. This is a principle they have. Any ayah, any hadith, they consider to be contradictory to their intellect. They make sure to this ayah and this hadith to go along with their intellect, either to deny, to say this is abrogated, or this is a weak, or to give a wrong interpretation to agree with their ماذا, their aql, their intellect. Therefore, al-imma ahl sunnah, they make clear that the sound intellect never contradicts to the authentic narration. العقل السليم لا يعارض النقل الصحيح. العقل السليم, the sound intellect, never contradicts to the sound, the authentic narration. So the day you find that your عقل, your intellect, contradicts to the Quran and Sunnah, have no doubt. Either you didn't understand the Quran and Sunnah correctly, or you understood, but there is a problem with your intellect. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. Nothing is after the truth but loss, but misguidance. So this is the Imam Rahimahullah here giving you this principle, that anybody who opposed the revelation with his intellect, he, that person, قَدْ خَابَ. What's خَابَ in English? Yes? أنت. I didn't say خال. جزاك الله خيرا. خابة. What's خابة? Yes? Disappointed? Lost. How was خسرة? Lost. Very good. This is what we were talking about now. The poem here, I wish he would use only one word. He would have said either قد خابة, or he would have said قد خسر. Why I wish to do that? Because if you want to memorize the poem, the less words, the easy to memorize, right? Yes, the less words, the easy to memorize. Yes, here I need to memorize the poem to understand the subject with the easiest, smallest number of words. So the more words, the more it's hard on me. So if the word is necessary, understandable. But if it's not necessary for a meaning, why being brought? But still, he has to bring in order to go by the system of the poem. That's the reason. You don't find that in Quran. You don't find one word you say is extra. I wish if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you never find it. Every word is needed there. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayru. Every word. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Tayyib. So the Mu'allif said, rahimahullah, whoever opposed the wahi, the clear wahi, with his aql, intellect, then that he is somebody who is lost. Truthfully, he lost. A'imma, the ulama sunnah, they refute those people like the Asha'ira and Mu'tazila and the like, who say they go by their intellect. They say, okay, which intellect do we go with? Your intellect, people don't have the same intellect. They have different intellect. Which one do we go with? Tell us which one. If you say yours, why you? What is special with you? Why not the other one? So that shows that this is not haq, this is not truth. Because the intellect, if it would have been one, would have been understood. But it's a different intellect. A man came to Imam Malik, rahimahullah. He said, I want to debate with you. He said, how about if you defeat me? He said, you have to follow me. He said, how about if I defeat you? He said, I sure I will follow you. He said, how about if third person come to us and he defeat us both? He said, we're going to follow him. What did he say to Imam Malik? He said, you are somebody who lost his religion. You're looking for your religion. The religion is not that way. It's not whoever is strong in opinion, we go after it. So every day we have a new religion. That's not the way it is. So the aql الإمام شيخ الإسلام تيمية يحسبوه كل درء ماذا؟ تعارض العقل والنقل. So those who say the عقل the sound the عقل the intellect contradicts to the revelation, he rejected them. He said there's no way that could happen. Because why? The revelation is truth. And if the عقل is sound عقل, then it must go along with the revelation. Then the Imam رحمه الله تعالى he said, وفي ترك أمر المصطفى فتنة فذر خلاف الذي قد قاله واتلو واعتبر. وفي ترك أمر المصطفى, and in leaving the command of the Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Prophet. And in leaving the command of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is fitna. There is fitna. What is fitna? Trial. Fitna. What's fitna? The word fitna has different meaning. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. فليحذر الذين يخالفون عن أمره أن تصيبهم فتنة. ما تركت فتنة أضر على الرجال من النساء. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned he didn't leave behind any fitna worse, harder to the man than the woman. This hadith صحيح البخاري. No fitna harder to the man than the woman. What fitna here means? Trials, tests, نعم, hardships, لا, here, no, fitna, temptations, yes, yes, fitna is a test, a strong test. You're being tested with your desire, with your lust. What are you going to do? Are you going after your desire or you resist your desire? And you abide to the truth is a big test, especially when the desire is strong. There, the truthful one and the liar and the weak is become apparent. So the Sheikh says, Rahimahullah, and in leaving off the command of the Messenger Sallam, there is fitna. There is fitna. Fitna is what caused somebody to deviate. What caused somebody to deviate from the truth. So leaving the command of the Messenger of Allah, there is fitna. It's something taking you away from the haqq. You are already in a problem. Therefore, he said, Father, for that reason, because there is fitna, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he said fitna in the ayah in Surah An-Nur, shirk or adab. Punishment. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ. Allah said, let those who divert the messenger, the command of the Messenger of Allah, be aware of fitna. That fitna happened to them. Befallen them fitna. Imam Ahmad said, shirk, kufr, disbelief. Person who rejects the command of the Messenger of Allah, he may end up, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, being non-Muslim. So to be aware of, be careful. Don't fall into kufr, don't fall into shirk, don't leave Islam by rejecting the command of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or at least adabun alim, having a painful punishment. So the Sheikh said, rahimahullah, and leaving the command of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in leaving the command of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is fitna. Therefore, father, leave off. خلاف الذي قد قاله. Leave off the opposite of what he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Leave off and abandon the opposite of what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Watlu and recite means what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Wa'tabir and take a lesson and ibra. Ponder, take ibra means when it comes to the revelation, you recite it and you take a lesson from that. You take a lesson from that. Then the Mu'allif rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَمَا اجْتَمَعَتْ فِيهِ الصَّحَابَةُ حُجَّةٌ وَتِلْكَ سَبِيلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِمَنْ صَبَرٌ. وَمَا اجْتَمَعَتْ فِيهِ الصَّحَابَةُ, and what the companion agree upon, what the companion of the Messenger ﷺ were on consensus, there is hujjah, is a proof, is a proof. وَتِلْكَ السَّبِيلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and that's the path of the believers. لِمَنْ صَبَرْ, for whoever who make ماذا التحقق والاستدلاع والقراءة والاستقراء, نعم, for whoever reads, for whoever knows. Anyone who knows the reality, he reads, he is upon knowledge, he comes to the conclusion that what the companion of the Messenger ﷺ agree upon is a proof. And that is the path of the believers. Yes. وما اجتمعت فيه الصحابة حجة. So if the companion of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم agree on a matter, it must be truth. Don't look for something else. Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تجتمع أمتي على ضلالة. My ummah will not agree upon falsehood. My ummah, my nation will not agree upon falsehood. And once comes to the ummah, what's being considered are the people of knowledge. Are the people of knowledge, not every individual. If the people of knowledge agree on something, that's the truth. The people of knowledge of the ummah. And here, when the Sahaba were there, they were the people of knowledge. So what they agree upon, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim, is hujjah, is a proof. Somebody tells you, the Sahaba agree on this. And no doubt in that. You don't say, no, I'm not accepting until you bring an ayah from Quran or you bring a hadith of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. If you do that, you are on deviation. If you want extra knowledge to know about the book of Allah, to know the hadith, that's good. That's you increasing ilm. But to make it as a condition to accept the truth, na'am, is not accepted. Because the qawlu sahaba hujjah, the statement of the companion, is a proof. How about if the companion, they themselves, they differ? Sometimes the Sahaba, رضوان تعالى عليهم, they may have a different opinion. Sometimes they may differ. On the ayah, on the hadith, someone says it means this. Another one says it means this. For instance, the ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, أَوْ لَمَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءِ أَوْ لَمَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءِ. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, أَوْلَا مَسْتُمْ هِيَرَ, means you touch the woman, means physical, literally. If you touch a woman, it breaks your wudu. Who said that? Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He said, this ayah shows that if a man touch non-mahram female, it breaks his wudu. Because Allah here, he mentioned what breaks the wudu. The other sahabi, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, أَوْلَمَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءِ, it doesn't mean literal touching. It means intercourse, not just a touching. So to say, touching non-mahram woman, break your wudu, you need to have another proof based on the understanding of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, because he says this ayah is not proof for that. So now the Sahaba, they differ in this issue. What should we do now? We count how many, how old is Ibn Mas'ud, how old was he when he born? And when we see he's older than 3 years, we take the Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu opinion, understanding? La. Yes. Because the word awla mastum, what caused the Sahabi to have different understanding is the word itself, is the nature of the word. Yes. Yes, because sometimes it can be normal touching and it can be the other one. So which Allah mean here is the issue. Just like Sahaba also, they differ in the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said to them, لا يصلين أحدكم العصر إلا في بني قريظة. None of you should pray Asr except in the بني قريظة. In the tribe, from the tribes of Jewish, when you are their land, where they live. Until you reach there, Prophet said, none of you should pray Asr prayer. None of you. لا يصلين أحدكم. None of you pray Asr illa fi Bani Quraid. Sahaba, they go on their way. Asr prayer time come. Some Sahaba, they started praying. Others said, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't pray Asr until you are there. They say, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he meant to go haste, to hasten, to go fast. He didn't mean to delay the Salah when it is time comes. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, yes, he said, don't pray Asr until you reach there, Banu Qurayda. But what was his point, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? His point was to go fast. Go. And so they pray, and others they didn't. When that was informed to the Messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he didn't say to any group of them, you are right or wrong. He didn't say this group are right, their understanding is right, your understanding is wrong. He didn't, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He leave it that way. Why they differ? Because the statement of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes this word is used and it means literally. And sometimes it means the meaning. If somebody call you now, and you say, Akhi, 1 second, please, 1 second. Do you really mean literally 1 second? No, you mean what? Short time. You mean short time. That's what you mean. Think he says to you 1 second, and he come back to you after 3 seconds, and you say, you lied to me. You are a big liar. You say 1 second, you come within 3 seconds. Is that accepted? La. Because people, they know what they mean, this word, 1 second. They mean a period of short time. So some Sahaba, they said, the Prophet ﷺ, that's a language use. He mean here, go run, go fast. Don't take time. Make sure you are there as early as possible. So they go by that meaning, which is, Shaykh Uthaymeen say, this is the right one, rahimahullah. He said, this opinion is the right one, Shaykh Uthaymeen. And sometimes, which is the origin, is to the meaning, the point, it's meant the words. That's the origin. Al-Asr huwa al-Zahir. But here, specifically, what Prophet ﷺ meant, this is the issue. Sometimes he used this word, and sometimes he used this word. Here, what did he mean? That's what's not known with certainty. So now the Sahaba, they make ijtihad. And whoever corrected and did what Prophet ﷺ meant, he get to reward. And whoever mistake, and he did what Prophet ﷺ didn't mean, because you know, the Messenger, he must mean one thing. He couldn't mean, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two things opposite to one another. He was not telling sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Sahaba to divide into two groups. He never liked that. He wanted them to be united. So he either wanted all of them to pray Asr in Banu Qurayda, or all of them to pray Asr when the time comes. That's one of the things he wanted, not both. So the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he commanded his Sahaba, and he wanted them to do one thing, all of them, but they, Ridwan Allah ta'ala alayhim, differ in understanding of what Prophet sallam meant. Therefore, everyone did what he considered to be what the Prophet ﷺ wanted them to do. And Prophet ﷺ, he didn't blame any one of them because they make ijtihad. And if they make ijtihad, they try to obey the Messenger ﷺ. Whoever corrected and understood the Messenger ﷺ corrected, he get two ajr. And the whoever mistake, because of his good intention, he get also, you get ajr, you get one ajr. And that's one of the things which caused the difference, the people of knowledge to differ on the religious matters. It's because it goes back to understanding. So every difference is not caused by desire or somebody neglecting the haqq. La. Many times, especially the people of knowledge, they always want good. The ulama, they only want good. They don't intend evil. They don't intend to disobey the Messenger of Allah. So if they differ the Messenger, there is a reason. It's because they didn't understand well or they didn't consider this to be authentic, or they consider something contradicting to it from the revelation as well, or there is a reason. Therefore, Ahl Sunnah, when the alim, the scholar, he mistake, they give him excuse. Yes, they give him excuse. Some ulama, even they mistake big issue, big matters in the religion. But the ulama, they give them excuse because they know they wanted the good, but they mistake. They didn't intend bad. Naam. So if the sahaba, therefore, if the companion, they deliver an issue, now in this case, you follow the one you consider to be close to the Quran and Sunnah. In this case, you hear what Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said here, what Ibn Abbas said radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and then you take it back to the Quran and Sunnah, what the other companion said, and the one you consider to be close to the Quran and Sunnah, you take that opinion. And you love and respect whoever takes the other opinion. Naam. That's if the Sahaba, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim, they have different opinion. But what you are not allowed is, if the Sahaba have two opinions, you cannot come with a third opinion. If the Sahaba, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim, had two opinions in a matter, no one can come after them and come up with a third opinion. It's not allowed. Because he differ in this case what they had consensus in, what they were agree upon, which is it's either this or this. And you bring in a third one. فَقَدْ خَالَفْتَ إِجْمَاعَهُمْ فَقَدْ خَالَفْتَ إِجْمَاعَهُمْ. Therefore, the ulama, they say, the Sahaba رضوان ta'ala alayhim, they differ some matters in the religion, fiqh issues. Even though they differ, they didn't attack one another. And they didn't warn against one another. Rather, everybody excused the other one. And everyone took what he considered to be the right thing. He says, anyone who differ this methodology and attack whoever differ him in something, he is not on the consensus of the Sahaba. He differ the manage of the Sahaba. He is not on the methodology of the companion. And subhanAllah, today that happened. Wallahi, some of the people, if you object his own opinion, khalas, he fights you. He won against you. And you only differ his opinion. He understood this matter in a way, you understood another way. And now he won against you. He takes you as an enemy. Here he doesn't know it, but he differed the methodology of Sahaba. He's not on the path of Sahaba with this regard. The Sahaba Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim, those issues which there the clear, the proof is it can be there is ijtihad, they used to excuse one another. When one of the Sahaba was mentioned that someone else, another companion, is saying something different. What that companion is saying, he said, "Huwa a'lam." He knows the best. He knows better. And move on. He didn't deny it. He said, he knows. So, this is one of the ways of the Sahaba. The ulama, they say, whoever differed that, khalafa ijma'a Sahaba. Sahaba had, they had a consensus. They had agreement. The issue is they differ among themselves. Based on understanding, they used to excuse one another. No one was not used to oppose, was not used to compel his opinion to the other. You either take my opinion or you are deviated. My way or highway. That was not with the Sahaba. Even a big issue. You remember the war started by the munafiqeen, the hypocrite, started by the Khawarij. And Sahaba, they have different opinion. And sometimes even led. Fight. But whoever see this is the right thing, he go by that way. He go by that way. They excuse to one another. Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi. What you see is haq, you take it. And you are trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're trying to worship Allah azza wa jal. You're doing this out of fear of Allah azza wa jal. They consider it that way. Unless somebody oppose the clear message, and that was not in the Sahaba Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim. رضوان الله تعالى عليهم. But the human being may misunderstand the ayah, may misunderstand the hadith, and his intention is good. Remember that sahabi who drink alcohol, and when he was asked, he said, it's allowed for me, it's permissible. Umar radiallahu anhu asked him how. He said, because Allah said, لَيْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا صَالِحَاتِ جُنَحٌ فِي مَا طَعِمُ. No sin is on those who believe and do righteous deeds in what they eat. Eat here, ta'imu means also drink. He said, nothing is on me. He used the sahabi Abu Jundul radiallahu anhu ayah from Quran to drink alcohol after the Prophet ﷺ died. Umar radiallahu anhu, he clarified to him that this ayah is not the way he understood it. This ayah is not the way the sahabi understood it. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. فالشاهد, if the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim, the companion of the Messenger sallam, took take away understanding, it is upon anyone who come after them to follow them. And if they differ radiallahu ta'ala alayhim among themselves in an issue, to go the one you consider to be close to Quran and Sunnah, and never be out of their opinion. Either that opinion or that opinion, if they have two opinions. They have three opinions, either that one or that one or that one. Not bring a fourth one. نعم, not bring a fourth one. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وقول رسول قد تحقق صدقه بما جاءه من معجز قاهر ظهر فقيل لنا ردوا إلى الله أمركم إذا ما تنازعتم لتنجوا من الغرر أو اتبعوا ما سن فيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فطاعته ترضي الذي أنزل الزبر فمن خالف الوحي المبين بعقله فذاك امرؤ قد خاب حقا وقد خسر وفي ترك أمر المصطفى فتنة فذر خلاف الذي قد قاله واتلو واعتبر وما اجتمعت فيه الصحابة حجة وتلك سبيل المؤمنين لمن صبر. هذا والله أعلم, صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.